AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Defense Secretary Ash Carter tells the House Armed Services Committee the U.S. is expanding the use of special forces as part of the fight against the Islamic State group.
These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders.
Carter says the special forces will be focused on defending Iraq's borders and building the capacity of Iraqi troops. He adds they will also be in position to conduct unilateral operations into Syria. President Obama sees the only way for a global climate agreement to work is if it includes parts that are legally binding on each country. Obama adds that the next 2 weeks of talks in Paris won't be easy.
I'm sure there will be moments over the next 2 weeks where progress seems stymied and everyone rushes to write that we are doomed. But I'm convinced that we're going to get big things done here.
Obama says the specific targets each country sets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions may not have the force of treaty, but he wants periodic reviews of those commitments to be enforceable. Lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev argue that he deserves a new trial. Attorneys told a federal judge in Boston a recent Supreme Court ruling calls into question his convictions on 15 of the 30 counts against him. That decision was issued in June, 2 days after Tsarnaev was sentenced to death. It struck down a provision in a law that called for stiffer penalties when a gun or explosive is used in a crime of violence. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has fired Police Commissioner Gary McCarthy in the wake of Laquan McDonald's October 2014 shooting death and the lengthy delay in releasing the videotape of his death at the hands of a Chicago police officer. Emanuel has also named a citizens panel to review the Chicago Police Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 119, while the Nasdaq has gained 36. This is AP Radio News. Car sales were up last month. Edmunds.com estimates sales will hit 1.33 million, eclipsing the previous November record set in 2001. Nissan saw a 4% gain. Toyota, Fiat, Chrysler had 3% increases. GM was up 1.5%, while Ford was flat, despite a 10% increase in F-150 sales. Volkswagen, because of its diesel scandal, tumbled 25%. Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden teamed with Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley to investigate Gilead Sciences and its pricing of two drugs used to treat hepatitis C.
The company chose to put revenue ahead of affordability, of accessibility for millions of patients.
More than three out of four adults with hepatitis C are baby boomers, the age group now entering Medicare. Government estimates that program will spend more than $9 billion this year on drugs for the disease. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.